Today we're looking at another aspect of our salvation.
今天我们要看到救恩的另外一个层面。
And this is we call it sanctification.
我们就叫做成圣。
Okay. And we're going to look at this in some detail.
我们要更详细的去看它。
Okay. And I believe this will hopefully it'll change your life like it changed my life.
我希望它能够改变你的生命，就像它改变了我的生命一样。
And I think once we see this study today, a lot of things that you had questions about will fall into place.
一旦我们经过今天的研读，那你以前很多不明白的地方呢，都可以串在一起了。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
所以让我们先到主面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for saving us.
天父，我们感谢你拯救了我们。
For making salvation free.
救恩是对我们来说是白白的赐给我们的。
It's a free gift of your grace for us.
它是你恩典白白的赐予。
But it wasn't free for you.
但对你来说不是免费的。
Wasn't free for Jesus.
耶稣也不是免费的。
He gave his own life on the cross so we could be saved.
因为他在十字架上献上了自己的生命，使我们可以得拯救。
He did all the work necessary for salvation.
他做了一切救恩所必须的工作。
So that he could give it to us as a gift.
好让我们得到他好像是一个礼物。
Because we could never earn our salvation by our own works.
因为我们靠着自己的工作、自己的行为是没有办法赢取救恩的。
And we thank you, you didn't save us to leave us in bondage to sin.
我们也感谢你，你拯救我们，不要把我们继续留在罪的捆绑当中。
But you saved us to set us free.
而是拯救我们，使我们得自由。
You tell us that he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
你自己在圣经上告诉我们，凡人子释放得自由的，就得自由了。
Help us understand this morning how you've set us free from our sin.
求主今天早上帮助我们明白我们怎么从罪中得释放。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So we're going to be looking at sanctification.
所以今天我们的主题是成圣。
Okay, pretty simple definition.
它一个很简单的定义。
Basically, it means to be set apart.
基本上它的意思就是被分别出来。
And in the Bible, it's to be set apart specifically to God for His purposes.
那在圣经里，它是特别为上帝分别出来，为了上帝的目的。
So sanctified refers to anything that has been set apart for God.
所以使一个东西成圣，就是表示说任何特别为上帝所分别出来的东西。
Okay. It has a secondary meaning also.
那它有一个次要的定义。
To sanctify means to make holy or to purify.
所以除了使它分别之外呢，另外就使它成为圣洁，或是将它洁净。
Right, and it's very important to have the power of God working in our lives to become holy.
我们很需要上帝的能力在我们的里面，使我们成圣。
Okay, and this is the gracious and continuous work of the Holy Spirit in making the believer more like Jesus.
那成圣是圣灵施恩和持续不断的工作，要使信徒更像主耶稣。
Okay, so sanctification, first we've got to realize it's a supernatural work of God.
我们首先要明白成圣是上帝超自然的工作。
Okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书5:23.
Okay.Tells us the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
他说愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
Then Paul prays for them that their whole spirit and soul and body would be preserved blameless.
然后保罗为他们祷告说又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
Yeah, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候。
So notice here, there's a body, soul, and spirit that we have.
这边提到我们身子上呢有身体有魂有灵。
Okay, this is the Bible revelation of us.
这是圣经对我们人身体的一个启示。
Okay, and notice also we're reminded to be looking for the coming of Jesus.
他也提醒我们要仰望主耶稣的再来。
Knowing that he's coming back is a great motivation to sanctify ourselves.
知道他要再来，对我们来说是一个使我们自己成圣很大的一个动力。
Okay. And then we're told, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it."
圣经也说，那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
So it's a supernatural work of God to be sanctified.
所以能够成圣是上帝自己超自然的工作。
Now there's three aspects to sanctification.
那成圣有三个层面。
Okay. There's a past, present, and future aspect.
有过去、现在和未来三个层面。
And all these are revealed in one verse.
那这三个层面都在这一节经文当中启示出来。
Yeah, in Romans 6:22.
在罗马书六章二十二节。
Says, being now made free from sin.
而现今你们既从罪里得了释放。
Okay, now.You might be thinking to yourself, "Wow, yeah, I don't know if I'm free from sin."
你或许会奇怪说，哎呀，我不晓得我自己是不是真的从罪中得自由了。
Well, God says you've been made free from sin.
那圣经这边讲说，神说你在过去从罪里得了释放。
And this is a past initial work of God in you.
这就是上帝在过去在我们里面起初的工作。
And this is referred to sometimes as being born again.
它指的就是我们重生。
Or being regenerated.
或是我们有了新的生命。
But it's something God has done and it's complete.
这是上帝已经做好的，而且做了完全的。
But there's a second part to sanctification.
但是成圣呢，有第二个层面。
We become servants to God.
他说我们现在成为神的奴仆。
And this is a present continuous work of God in you.
那这是目前上帝在我们里面持续的工作。
Now you have other scriptures you can look up on your own later to help you get a grasp of this.
当然还有其他的经文可以启示这一点哈，你待会自己可以回家看。
Okay. But then there's also a future aspect to our sanctification.
那我们的成圣有一个将来的层面。
It says, "Ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life."
罗马书六章二十节就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。
Okay. And this is our future hope of God's final perfecting work in us, which is called glorification.
这就是上帝最后在我们里面使我们成圣的工作，那个叫做得荣耀。
We've been predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus.
上帝已经预定我们将来要有耶稣基督的样式。
Now today we're just going to look at this past supernatural work of God in us.
那今天我们要专注在上帝过去在我们里面超自然的工作。
In the next sermon we'll look at the present sanctification and the future completion of sanctification.
那下一篇讲到呢，我会就会讲上帝现在在我们身上的工作，还有他将来要在我们身上的工作。
Okay.So here, sanctification begins with the new birth.
那成圣是从新的生命开始。
That's why Jesus said, "You must be born again."
这就是为什么耶稣说你们一定要重生。
And we're born again of God's Holy Spirit.
我们重生是靠着上帝的灵。
When you repent of your sins and believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
当我们悔改自己的罪，相信主耶稣基督做我们的救主。
We repent and believe.
我们要悔改，然后相信。
And then God does a miracle of Borning us again.
然后上帝就做了一个神迹，就是让我们重生了。
Okay. Now in 1 Corinthians, Paul writes to the church.
在哥林多前书，保罗写信给这个教会。
He says, "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth."
他说写信在给哥林多神的教会。
And now this was one of the most carnal churches in the Bible.
这是圣经里最属肉体的一个教会。
But he says to them who are sanctified in Christ Jesus.
他说就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的
Called to be saints
好蒙召去做圣徒
So he says they are sanctified
所以他们已经成圣了
And that's past tense
这是过去式
And then he also calls them saints
然后称他们为圣徒
Now the Greek word for saints is also very similar to the word for sanctified
那希腊文讲到圣徒呢也就是分别出来的意思
Literally if you're a saint
换句话说，假如你是一个圣徒
，You're a holy one.
你是一个圣洁的人
，Right? You have been sanctified by God.
就是上帝已经使你成圣了。
Okay, so the Greek word sanctified is a perfect passive tense.
所以成圣的希腊文是一个完成的被动式。
Right? What does that mean?
什么意思呢
？Well, perfect tense indicated something that happened in the past, but still has consequences that we live with.
在希腊文里面，一个完成式表明某件事在过去发生，但它现在持续还有效果。
In other words, God has sanctified every believer.
换句话说，上帝已经成圣了每一个信徒。
In one sense, it happened in the past and it's complete.
而且是在过去做成的，已经完成了。
And the fact that it's in the passive voice,
那他用被动时
that means the sanctifying was done to us.
表示成圣是坐在我们的身上。
It's not something we do to ourselves.
不是我们靠着自己做成的。
Okay, so it's a supernatural work of God that He accomplishes in us.
所以这是上帝他的超自然的工作在我们里面完成的。
Now this initial aspect of sanctification causes a radical cleavage with sin in our life.
那上帝在我们里面起初的成圣呢，造成我们生命中罪被根本的切开。
It's almost as different as day and night.
好像有日夜之分。
Bible calls it, we pass from death into life.
圣经把这个称作出死入生了。
Okay. And being born again causes us to die to sin.
而重生导致我们向罪死了。
Okay. You might be thinking, well, I don't know if I've died to sin yet.
你或许还在想说，哦，我不知道我是不是已经向罪死了。
Well, the Bible says you have died, and that's what we're going to look at today.
但圣经说你已经向罪死了，所以今天我们就要看这个。
Okay, and especially Romans 6, 1 through 11.
特别是罗马书第六章一到十一节。
Right, it says over and over, we who have died to sin.
他一再的重复说我们在罪上死了的人。
And of course, this Romans 6 is the great chapter on baptism.
但罗马书第六章就是讲到浸礼一个最好的 一段经文。
Right, so there's a...Who knows who was the first man to run a 4-minute mile?
谁知道谁是第一位那个跑那个四英里长的那个这个人这个选手
？I'd forgotten too, so I had to look it up.
跑一英里就花了四分钟。
But his name was Roger Bannister.
好，他的名字是 Roger Bannister.
And the year is 1954.
在一九五四年的时候。
Okay. Now at this time, the world record for the mile had been 4 minutes and almost 2 seconds.
在那个时候呢，创世界的记录就是跑一英里大概要花四分钟又几秒钟。
And that record had been held for 9 years.
那这个记录呢，保持了九年。
And the interesting thing is, at the time, it was thought impossible that a human being could break 4 minutes in a mile.
在那个时候很有意思的是，就是没有人认为，没有人相信一个人赛跑可以打破四分钟的记录。
Even some physiologists had said that running the mile in less than 4 minutes was dangerous to the health of the athlete.
甚至有些生理学家说，哈，假如说你跑一英里不花到四分钟的话呢，对你的身体会有害的。
But Roger Bannister was studying to be a doctor.
那 Roger Bannister 那时候他想做医生。
So he thought, you know, he knew some things about medicine.
他也知道有关医学的事情。
But he also loved running.
但他也很喜欢赛跑。
And he believed he could.Break the 4-minute mile.
他认为他自己可以打破这个四分钟的记录。
Sure enough, May 6, 1954.
所以在一九五四年五月六号的时候
，He ran the race of his life.
他跑了一生中最重要的一个赛跑。
And when he did get to the finish line, he did collapse.
但他到那个终点的时候，他确实倒下来了。
He, in his own words, he says,
他自己的话这么说。
That's when the real pain overtook me.
然后那个时候真正的痛哈就捕捉了我。
He said, I felt like an exploded flashlight with no will to live.
我觉得自己像一个爆炸的这个那个手电筒哈，不想活下去了。
And the track two track officials came over and picked him up.
好，两个在跑道上的那个官员呢，就把他给抓起来。
And then everyone in the stands heard the announcer.
那大家坐在这看台上呢，就听到这个报告。
As he's giving the time.
他把这个时间报出来的时候。
They hear 3 minutes.
他们听到三分钟。
And the whole place goes crazy, and nobody heard the rest.
那全部看的都很兴奋哈，就没有听到几秒钟。
But he had ran in 3:59.4.
所以他花了三分钟五十九点四秒。
And it was called the miracle mile.
所以就叫做那个奇迹式的一英里。
But you see, as long as everybody was convinced you couldn't break the 4-minute mile,
只要人没有办法相信说你可以打破四分钟的记录
，nobody broke it.
就没有人去打破这个记录。
But the interesting thing is once somebody showed it could be done,
但是很有意思就是一旦一个人表现说你可以打破这个记录的时候
，his own record was broken 7 weeks later.
他自己创下的记录呢，七个礼拜之后就被人打破了。
Yeah, by his friend.
是他的一个朋友。
And then, of course, we know now there's almost thousands of people who have broken the 4-minute mile.
当然，我们现在知道哈，有大约上千个人已经打一年持续打破这个世界纪录。
And here's the thing: when it comes to sanctification,
所以当我们讲到成圣的时候呢，大家要明白这一点。
You gotta believe it's possible.
你必须相信是可能的。
If you don't, it's not going to happen in your life.
假如你不相信是可能的话呢，在你的人生中就不会发生。
And it's perfectly certain you can be holy.
而且很可能，就是极端可能，就是你可以成为圣人。
You can be set apart for God's use.
你可以被上帝分别出来为上帝所用。
For His holy purposes.
为了他神圣的目的。
Now God says He has sanctified you.
那上帝说他已经使你成圣了。
And he says you can be sanctified.
而且他说你可以被成圣。
That means it's possible.
他是说，就意思就是说是可能的。
All you got to do is believe.
你所需要的就是要相信。
Now let's look what God does.
我们看看上帝做了什么。
Okay, there's transforming power in repentance and faith.
在悔改跟信心当中呢，会带来改变的大能。
Before God's Spirit entered our life, we were dead in sin.
在上帝的灵进入我们生命之前呢，我们是死在过犯罪恶当中。
Now we are dead to sin.
但现在我们是向着罪死了。
Because Jesus has come into our life.
因为耶稣进入了我们的人生。
And here's the thing. If the death of Christ for sin
假如基督为罪而死
has not become your death to sin,
却没有成为我们向罪而死的话
then you will die in your sin.
那我们将会死在自己的罪中。
You do not want to die in your sin.
我们不希望死在自己的罪中。
That will not be good.
这不是好事。
Okay?Now, in baptism, we're told,
好，在受浸的时候呢，圣经告诉我们
Know ye not,
岂不知
that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death.
我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
God's telling us and showing us and acting out for you.
上帝告诉我们并且显明给我们
When you believed in Jesus, you died.
当我们相信耶稣的时候，我们的过去是死了。
Okay, and that's the picture you have in baptism. When you go under,
所以当我们在水里面沉下去的时候
it's a picture of your death with Christ.
它就描绘我们跟耶稣基督一同死了。
Right, you don't bury live people, do you?
我们不是把人活活的埋葬吧？
Yeah, that's a dead man going in the water there.
所以当一个人进入水中的时候，他是死了。
Okay, now these are spiritual facts.
这些是灵性上的事实。
These are spiritual realities.
这是灵性的实际。
But a lot of us refuse to believe them.
但是我们当中很多人拒绝去相信。
And we don't experience this power in our life.
所以我们不能经历这个它里面的大能。
Okay, you have been buried with him by baptism into death.
所以罗马书说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，是和他一同埋葬。
That's not the final purpose to stay dead.
但是这不是敬礼的最终目的。
Like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
就像耶稣基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活
Even so, we should walk in newness of life.
就是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式
So God's telling us, I died to my old life.
所以上帝告诉我们说我已经向我的旧有的生命死了
And it's through Jesus.
而是借着耶稣基督
But I've also risen to new life with Jesus.
但是我与耶稣一同复活有新生的样式
That's one of the powerful pictures portrayed in your baptism.
这就是敬礼所描绘出来一个很大有能力的一个见证
And then he says in Romans,
然后他在罗马书又说
Now if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death,
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合
we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
也要在他复活的形状上与他联合
But a lot of times, wow, we question, I don't know if I've really died.
但是很多时候我们会怀疑说我不晓得我自己是不是确实死了
Look, you have died
但是事实是你已经死了
Turn to the person next to you and tell If you're a Christian, you have died
好，跟你旁边的人说话假如你是基督徒的话你已经死了
Okay You died with Jesus and in Jesus
好，你与耶稣一同死了而且在他的里面死了
But the purpose of that is so you can experience the power of his resurrection.
但是他的目的是要你能够经历他的复活。
Okay. Then he says, knowing this.
然后他继续说，因为知道。
Okay. Our old man is crucified with him.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
And you probably say, yeah, but that's, I mean, that's not literal, Pastor Ray.
有人说，哦，这不是实际上你真的死了。
Surely God doesn't mean what he's saying there.
当上帝说这句话的时候，他的意思不是这样子。
Look at you.
看看你自己。
You don't look crucified.
你看来不像是被钉十字架的。
Okay, this is not double talk.
但这不是一个双关语哈。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我与耶稣基督一同钉十字架。
If you have been born again and saved, you have been crucified with Christ.
假如你已经重生，你已经得救，你就已经与耶稣同钉十字架。
And we're going to see how that happened.
我们要看那个是怎么发生的。
And the purpose of this death.
那这个死亡的目的呢？
Is so the body of sin can be destroyed.
使我们罪的身体可以灭绝。
It doesn't mean annihilated. It means rendered inactive.
它是说不是说让你完全消失，而是说让它没有办法活动。
Okay, we have a sin nature in us.
我们里面有一个罪性。
And we are dead to that now.
那我们现在向着那个罪性死了。
Okay. that henceforth we should not serve sin.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Okay. Now, here's essential background to help us understand this.
现在有个非常重要的背景来帮助我们明白。
Okay. I call this spiritual anatomy 101.
我把这个叫做属灵解剖学101。
Okay. I majored in biology.
我大学的主修是生物。
So I love anatomy.
所以我很喜欢解剖学。
Okay, and I also got a minor in psychology.
然后我是复修心理学。
And you know, I learned more about biology and psychology from God's word than I did in college.
但是我从上帝的话学习生物跟心理比在大学学的更多。
More eternal truth about how we're made.
因为圣经告诉我们更多永恒的真理，讲到我们是怎么被创造的。
Okay, let's look at this.
让我们来看一看。
Okay.Genesis 1:27.
创世纪第一章二十七节。
Okay, God created man in His own image.
说上帝照着他的形象造人。
In the image of God created He him.
照着他的形象造男造女。
Notice He's creating man.
他造一个男。
And He creates a male and female created He them.
他按照他的形象造男造女。
Okay, so what did He create?
所以他造的是什么呢?
Okay. Now you can look at your diagram.
你现在可以把自己那个图表拿出来。
And this is the red part.
这是红色的那个部分。
Okay. This is important. This is your soul.
这是你的魂。
Okay. And soul in Greek is psyche.
在希腊文用的字是 psyche.
Right. We get our word psychology from the Greek psyche.
我们的心理学就从这个字来的。
Okay. So to create.
所以上帝的创造
is the Hebrew word bara.
是希伯来文叫 bara.
And that means to make something out of nothing.
这个字的意思就是从无当中生有。
Okay, in other words, there was nothing there.
换句话说，本来不存在的。
And then God just creates.
然后上帝从无当中造出有来。
The male and female soul.
造出男的跟女的魂。
He creates man.
他造了人类。
Okay, the Hebrew word for soul is nephesh.
希伯来文讲到魂这个字就是 nephesh.
And the nephesh in our diagram is red.
在我们的图表里面是红色的。
That's the part of you that was specially created in the image of God.
就是上帝按照他的形象所特别造的你。
And the Greek is psyche.
好，希腊文就是 psyche.
Okay. And so psyche is the word for soul.
Psyche 就是魂的意思。
Okay.And we have a story that really helps us understanding a little bit about the difference between the soul and the body.
在圣经里有一个故事可以帮助我们明白身体跟魂之间的差别。
This is a picture of the rich man and Lazarus, the beggar, right here.
这是财主跟讨饭的拉撒路的一个图画。
Remember, this is in Luke chapter 16.
是在路加福音十六章。
Some people make the mistake of saying this is a parable.
有些人犯了错误，他们说这不过是一个比喻。
It's not a parable.
但是我说不是比喻。
The word like or as isn't used here at all.
因为好比或是好像那个字在这段经文里面没有提出来。
This is a real story.
这是一个真实的故事。
And the rich man, we don't know his name.
这个财主我们不晓得他的名字。
But we know Lazarus' name, Jesus tells us.
但是我们知道拉撒路的名字。
And of course, we know the story that.Both of them died.
这个故事说他们两个都死了。
And of course, when you die, where does your body go?
那我们死了以后，我们的身体去哪里呢？
Where do we put your body when you die?
死的时候我们身体去哪里？
Yeah, how many of you already bought your plot?
我们有的人已经买了墓地。
Yeah, right, you want to do that. You want to know where they're going to put you, right?
你希望，你知道你要把你的身体放在什么地方。
But we're just putting your body there.
但是我们只是把你的身体放在那里。
That's not the real you.
那不是真的你。
The real you is your soul.
真的你是你的魂。
Okay. Now, the rich man's soul is in hell.
所以财主的灵魂呢在地狱里。
Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom. He's in paradise.
拉撒路去到亚伯拉罕的怀里，他在乐园里。
But now we learn some powerful truth about our soul.
但是这里呢，我们学到一些关于我们灵魂一个非常有意思的东西。
In hell, he had eyes and could see.
在地狱里，在阴间里面，他有眼睛可以看见。
He had a mouth and could speak.
他有嘴巴，他可以说话。
He had a conscience. He was conscious and he remembers his earthly life.
他也有意识，记得他的地上的生活。
See, the soul is the real you.
所以灵魂是真正的你。
I know we studied biology. We said, you know, we can explain all the physical mechanism.
我们学习 生物的哈，就是我们可以 讲到我们身体各个机制的运作。
But we really don't know how, when you put this body together, you can actually see and hear.
但是我不晓得当这个身体凑合在一起的时候，为什么眼睛可以看和耳朵可以听。
It's an amazing miracle, our human body.
我们人的身体就是很奇妙的一个奇迹。
The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made.
听说我们是我的受造奇妙可畏。
Okay.So you have their soul there in hell.
所以他的灵魂在地狱里。
And, you know, today more than any time, we really, there's been a lot of books written about what happens when, after a person dies.
那今天有很多书写出当一个人死了以后他的一些故事。
One of the first books was written by Kubler-Ross.
那第一本书的作者是 Kubler-Ross.
It's called Near-Death Experiences.
叫做濒临死亡的经验。
Where she was documenting what happened to people, what they could recollect after they had literally physically died.
那这位医生呢，他就记录当人真的身体死亡之后呢，他们会有些什么表现。
And it was medically documented that they had died. No brain waves, nothing.
而且医学记录也证明这些人已经死了，他已经没有脑波了。
Okay. But now she did a lot of her research was done years after the events had taken place.
那他的研究是这个人死去之后好几年才写下来。
And there's some really amazing things that happened.
那有很多很奇妙的事情发生。
For example, there are stories of somebody who was dead on a emergency table.
死在桌上。
And when they brought him back to life,
当他把他复苏的时候。
They were able to describe even the tie the doctor was wearing.
他们可以描写说帮助他复苏的医生带领的领带是
什么样子。Normally a doctor doesn't wear a tie in an operating room.
通常在手术室医生不会带领带的。
But he had been called in on an emergency and didn't have time to change.
但这个医生就是紧急把他叫进去开刀，他没有时间换衣服。
But this person said, I could see everything.When you were operating on me, on the table.
这个时候，当你们为我开刀的时候呢，我可以看到每一个人。
Right, there's a lot of experiences like this documented.
有很多像类似的故事呢，就写。
There's some very famous books now. Some are false, but some you can't find any fault with what they're saying.
那有很多有名的书写下来，有些好像不是很对，但有些你没有办法找出它的错。
But this is one of my favorites.
但这本书是我喜欢的。
Title of the book is To Hell and Back.
他的名字就是去了地狱回来。
Because this Maurice Rawlings,
因为这个作者哈 Maurice Rawlings,
he was a heart doctor.
他是一个心脏科医生。
He was also an atheist.
他也是一个无神论者。
And but because he worked with heart patients,
但是因为他与心脏病的这个病人工
作。One day he had this man on his stress machine.
一天有他有一个病人就走在这个跑步机上。
And he had a heart attack.
就忽然发生心脏病。
And the man died. He's hooked up, so he died. They knew he was dead.
好，他们这个医生马上知道他已经死了。
So they bring him back to life.
所以他们就复苏，把他带回来。
And when he does, the man grabs him by the collar.
当他替他复苏的时候呢，这个人就抓了他的这个领子。
And he says, "I'm in hell. Don't let me die."
他说，哦，我在地狱里，不要让我死。
And he didn't know this. He's an atheist, right? He doesn't know what to do with this.
那因为他自己本身是无神论，他不晓得该怎么办。
And then he blacks out again.
然后这个病人又昏过去了。
And he comes to again. He said, "I'm in hell. I'm in hell. Don't let me die."
他又醒过来，他抓着他说，不要让我死，不要死，我在地狱里。
And he said, "I got a little upset."
那这医生说，我开始有点不高兴。
He said, "I'm a doctor, not a preacher."
他说，我是医生啊，我不是传道人。
But they brought this guy to consciousness.
所以他们又使他苏醒过来。
And he asked him, "What do I do so I don't go to hell?"
他就问说，我该怎么办啊？我可以不去下地狱呢。
And he describes in the book.
那他就在这本书里面描写说。
He'd been taken to church when he was a child.
他小时候这个人呢有上教会。
And he remembered a prayer to Jesus.
他记得自己跟耶稣祷告。
So he led the man in a prayer to accept Jesus.
所以那个医生那天呢就带领这个人做一个祷告接受耶稣。
And the man was much more peaceful.
那这个病人就开始比较平安了。
He came through and he went to visit him in the hospital.
然后他又到医院去看这个人。
And what he found out that the man hardly remembered anything that had happened.
但是这个病人呢，不太记得他当初复苏回来发生的事情。
But it did change that man's life.
但是确实改变了他的生命。
Because he got right with God and started going back to church.
因为他跟神的关系对了，他开始上教会。
But it also changed Rawlings' life.
但是也改变了这个医生的生命。
He knew something was going on in the unseen world.
他知道在一个看不见的世界好，有些事情在发生。
So he went and got his dusty Bible out of the bookshelf and started reading. And before long, he became a Christian. But he also started doing more research. What we call these near-death experiences. See, science will say, well, they didn't really die, because if you really die, we can't bring you back.
因为科学会说,
Well, according to all our medical definitions, these people were really dead.
但是根据他们医学的记录,
but many of them were still conscious.
他们在死的时候呢,
and God's word tells us we will be conscious when we leave this dead body.
而圣经也告诉我们, 圣经的话告诉我们,
okay. So you want to prepare for this time.
Okay.
Now, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
圣经也说, 耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
So we see the soul was created in his image.
我们看到前面哈, 我们的灵魂是按照神的形象造的。
The soul is the real you.
灵魂是真正的你。
It's the real seat of your consciousness.
是真的你的意识的存在的位置。
It's where your real sight and hearing and touch, everything comes from.
是你的看见、触摸、听见的那个中心。
But then we're told that God formed man from the dust of the earth.
但是圣经后来告诉我们，上帝用地上的尘土造人。
Now that word form is a different word.
那造这个字呢，跟前面那个按他形象造是不一样的字。
It means to mold something into a new form.
就是把一个东西塑造成一个新的形状。
Right, it's the Hebrew word yatsar.
这里造的希伯来文是yatsar。
So watch here how God molds the physical body.
所以这边你看看，上帝怎么把我们这个肉身的身体形成。
There he is. He took dirt
就拿地上的尘土,
and he molds it into this body.
把它捏塑造成一个身体,
only God could do that.
只有上帝可以做得出来。
Now, you don't have to know a whole lot about science
你不需要知道很多关于科学的事,
to know that it is impossible for inorganic matter to become living.
你不需要知道很多科学, 你就知道, 一个无机体呢,
There are scientific laws that say life only comes from life.
而且科学的一些定律说生命只来自于生命。
And it wasn't until the 1900s
而且一直到1900年代,
that we learned this physical body literally is made from the dirt of the ground.
我们知道这个我们的身体确实是地上的泥土的成分所造成的。
So how does it have life?
那它怎么有生命呢?
Well, God tells us.
上帝告诉我们。
Right? God now forms the body from something that already existed.
所以上帝从已经存在的泥土当中把人的身体给造出来。
That's why your body is three-dimensional.
就是我们的身体是三个次元的。
Okay? God formed the body like a man, like forms a pot.
上帝好像陶匠塑造人的身体。
God is the potter and we're the clay.
上帝是陶匠,我们是泥土。
And the body is just the house that you live in.
而身体不过是你居住的一个房子。
There's a lot of scriptures that make that clear. You have them in your notes.
在你的讲义里面有很多经文告诉你这个事实。
But this human body is amazing.
但是我们这个人的身体呢，确实很奇妙。
Okay? Famous secular scientists, they're not Christians.
有名的这个属世的这个科学家，他们不是信徒。
Have written it, it's impossible for the human body to have evolved from dirt.
说人的身体从泥土当中进化来是不可能的。
It's impossible for life to come from non-life.
而且生命从没有生命当中发展出来是不可能的。
Right? They admit that.
他们承认这些。
But yet here we are.
但现在我们却在这里。
And there's no scientific explanation for how we get here, so amazingly complicated.
那也没有科学一些证明说我们的人的身体是怎么开始来的哈, 因为太复杂了。
But there are billions and billions of individual cells in our bodies.
在我们的身体里面有成千上亿的不同的细胞。
And every cell has its specific place to take in the body.
而每一个细胞在身体里都有它应该的位置。
And they're all different.
而且都不一样。
And yet billions and billions of cells all come together and make this by accident.
但是这个成千上亿的细胞都集合在一起，成为我们的身体，这是意外发生的吗？
Right? Evolution would say it happened by time and chance.
好,进化论会说是靠着时间,靠着几率,
What's time?
那时间是什么?
It's nothing.
什么都不是。
It's not a power.
它不是一个力量。
It's not a force.
它不是一个能力。
It's not an energy.
它也不是一个能源。
It's just a word we use to describe something that happened then and something happening now and something that will happen in the future. It's a word to describe. And what's chance? It's not a power. It's not a force. It's not an energy. It's a word we use to describe the chances of something happening. So how could time and chance create such an incredible body? It can't. Life can only come from life. So your physical life came from the God who is life.
And
the life-changing truth is that God designed the physical body to eventually become a house, a temple for him. The body was made for the Lord and the Lord for the body. God knew someday this physical body would become the temple of God. And he designed your physical body so that someday he could glorify it and you get your glorified body. That's why the physical body is so complicated.
It
has to interact with your soul and your spirit. And let me tell you something. Your soul is a lot more complicated than your physical body. Because it's created in the image of God.
Okay?
So then here's what God does, the relationship of the soul and the body. The soul fits perfectly into the body just as a hand fits into a glove. There it is. So the body's black on your diagram.
Right?
And the soul is red.
我们的灵魂呢是红色。
And we say, my hand is my soul.
好比我说我的手是我的魂,
and my soul fits in my body like my a hand fits in the glove.
好,就好像手放进手套里, 我可以动它, 我的灵魂在我的身体里面也是这样的作用。
And that's why I believe in these near-death experiences.
这是为什么我相信这些濒临死亡的经验。
They recognize people in heaven.
他们可以认出在天上的人。
Because you take away the physical body.
因为你把这个肉身拿去以后,
if you could see in the spiritual realm,
假如你可以看见灵界的事情,
you would see your soul looks just like your physical body. Okay? Because the soul is the real you. The body is just the house designed for your soul to live in. Okay? And let's go on here. The illustration of the body again, just incredibly amazing. Something almost impossible to explain by evolution. Every cell in your body has 48 chromosomes. Right? Every single one of those billions and billions of cells has 46 chromosomes. There's only one cell in the woman's body, one group of cells, but has exactly half that amount,
23.
That's the egg. The only cell in your body that has 23 chromosomes instead of 46. And then the man's sperm only has
23.
Science. This is beyond the possibilities of chance.
好,所以这个靠几率偶然发生是不可能的。
The only two cells that have 23 chromosomes.
好,这是唯一两个只有23个染色体的细胞。
And these two will come together.
那这两个会结合在一起。
And form a new baby where every cell in its body will have 46.
形成一个新的婴孩, 这个婴孩身体每一个细胞有46个染色体。
Half from mom and half from dad.
一半来自母亲, 一半来自父亲。
People use some common sense.
所以我们要用我们的一般见识。
There's no way that could have evolved by chance slowly over time.
不可能是因为时间, 因为几率。
Because if it's not all there at one time, it doesn't work. Okay, there'd be no life. Okay. So the Lord God took one of Adam's ribs and he made the woman.
所以上帝拿了亚当的肋骨造成一个女人。
So her body is also made of the same stuff that Adam's physical body was.
所以夏娃的身体也是亚当身体同一个元素造成的。
Right. He just formed it from Adam's rib instead of directly from the dust.
上帝从亚当的肋骨而不是从泥土里造成了夏娃。
So now let's look at the relationship of the Holy Spirit to our human spirit.
我们现在看看圣灵与人的灵的关系。
Okay. God breathed. Okay, you got the body.And you got the soul.
所以我们刚刚讲到人有灵，人有魂，然后人有体。
And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
创世纪说，上帝将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
And man became a living soul.
他就成一个有灵的活人。
Okay, and here you got your diagram. Okay, what was that breath of life?
那这个气息是什么呢？就是蓝色哈。
Right, the Bible makes very clear it's the spirit that gives life.
圣经说得很清楚，是灵。
Okay, so he was there, body and a soul, but didn't have life yet.
所以他那个亚当，他有他的身体，他有他的魂，但他还没有生命。
Until God breathes His spirit into Adam.
直到上帝将他的气息吹到亚当的里面。
And apparently Eve also.
也是夏娃也是这样得到了神的吹的气息。
And now man became a living soul.
现在人才成了一个有灵的活人。
The breath of life in Hebrew is neshama.
好，那生命的气息，希伯来文是 nashama。
Okay, and this word is also translated spirit in Proverbs.
那这个字在箴言里也翻成灵。
Where it says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.
他说人的灵是耶和华的灯。
So I think we can understand how the spirit works and how it gives us life.
我们看看灵怎么运作，然后他怎么把生命赐给人。
All right, so we start with.God's Spirit.
好，我们首先有上帝的灵。
Right. Jesus is the light of the world.
圣经说耶稣是世界之光。
Right. He is the life. He's the only one that can give life.
他也是生命，也唯有他能够赐给人生命。
So what God did, you had Adam.
所以亚当在那里。
And his soul and body were lying there.
他的身体，他的魂躺在那里。
So God comes down and he breathed into him the breath of life.
所以上帝在他里面吹了一口气。
And now God's spirit and Adam has a spirit, and their spirit burns. Notice it burns much brighter together.
好，那他们的两个灵如果交错在一起的话，它的光亮更大。
So when God breathed into him His spirit, Adam shined with the glory of God.
所以当神的灵吹到亚当里面的时候呢，他就开始发出上帝的荣耀的光。
Okay, but then tragedy happened. What happened?
但后来悲剧发生了。
What happened?
发生了什么
？Adam did what?
亚当做了什么？
He sinned, and then what did God have to do?
那神做了什么？
God had to separate.
神就跟他分开了。
Now God is an eternal light.
那上帝是一个永恒的光。
He is the life.
他就是光。
His light will never go out or diminish.
他的光不会消减，不会消失。
Okay, but now Adam now has life.
那亚当现在有了生命。
We say the soul, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord.
好，说人的灵。是耶和华的灯。
So man has a spirit.
人有灵。
That gives life to his body.
把他的生命开始活动起来。
But when he sinned, God's spirit left. He doesn't.
他犯罪的时候，神的光离开了。
So Adam didn't have eternal life anymore.
亚当就不再有永恒的生命。
Okay. So he's. But here's the thing. Okay, God's light will never go out. So this is where the illustration of God ends.
那上帝的灵，上帝的灯不会灭掉。
It's just a matter of time till Adam's light is going to go out.
但是亚当的灯光呢，到有一天会烧尽。
Because his relationship with God is broken.
因为他跟神的关系已经破碎了。
But here's the thing: Adam can have a kid before he dies.
但是亚当在死之前，他可以生个孩子。
And he passes his human spirit on.
他把他自己的灵传递给自己的孩子。
And then someday Adam dies.
有一天亚当死了。
His light goes out.
他的灯没了。
But now his son is carrying on.
现在他的孩子承续他的生命。
And his light's going to go out too.
他的灯光也会消失。
But before he dies, he can give birth to a child.
在他死之前，可以把生命赐给他的孩子。
That's why in Genesis 5, you read about he lived so many years and then he died and he died and he died.
所以为什么创世纪第五章都说这个人死了，这个人死了，这个人死了？
The only way we can have eternal life is if God comes back into our life.
那我们唯一可以有永生，就是神进入到我们的生命里。
Okay, so let's look at this.
我们来看一下。
Okay, Again, we're reminded, 1 Thessalonians.
所以帖撒罗迦前书再一次提醒我们。
May the God of peace sanctify you wholly.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。
Your whole spirit.
你们的灵。
Your soul.
魂。
And your body.
与身子。
See, a Trinitarian God created us in His image.
一个三位一体的神用他的形象造我们。
You're a body, soul, and spirit.
所以我们也是三个有灵魂体哈。
The human body was originally created as a dwelling place for God in the spirit.
人体最初的创造为的是让上帝的灵住在里面。
And here's the life-altering tragedy of Adam's sin.
那亚当的罪导致生命更改的悲剧。
And the way I show it was when the spirit of God left.
所以当神的灵离开的时候。
His body, his flesh, and his soul.Got glued together.
他的身体跟他的魂跟他灵就是三个连接在一起。
So basically, now he becomes a slave to his flesh.
所以他现在成为他自己肉体情欲的奴隶了。
He has a live physical body.
他有一个活的身体。
A lost soul.
他有一个失丧的魂。
And a dead spirit.
还有一个死的灵。
That's a lost man.
这就是一个失丧的人。
Okay. And notice here, very important. Our body itself is not bad.
我们的身体本身不是坏的。
It's a marvelous creation.
是神很奇妙的创作。
But when Adam sinned,
但是当亚当犯罪的时候，
somehow a sin nature came into play in our flesh.
他的罪性就开始在他肉体里的情欲里面存在。
Right, and that sin nature is like a cancer.
所以他那个罪性就好像是一个毒瘤。
Eventually it kills us.
最后把我们都给杀了。
So the Holy Spirit of God left their soul and human spirit, and they were now dead in trespasses and sins.
所以上帝的圣灵离开他们的魂跟灵，他们现在死在过犯罪恶中。
They're dead in trespasses and sins.
在自己的过犯罪恶中死去了。
Now the sin nature now lives in us.
那现在罪性就住在我们的肉体当中。
How can we be set free from that?
我们怎么可以从其中得到释放呢？
What is death according to the Bible?
那根据圣经，死亡是什么？
Okay. Death is not annihilation of being.
死亡不是人完全的消失灭绝。
Biblically, death is separation.
圣经对死亡的定义就是分开。
And this is very important. Once you get this, a lot of scriptures make sense.
好，我们必须明白这个基础。好，假如你明白这点的话，那很多经文就可以解得开。
Physical death is the separation of the inner man from the outer man.
所以我们身体的死亡呢，就是我们里面的人跟外面的人分开了。
The soul.And spirit from the body.
人的灵魂跟他的身体分开。
Right, that's physical death when your soul and or spirit.
这就是身体的死亡。
Okay, the body without the spirit is dead.
圣经说好，身体没有灵魂是死的。
So if your spirit leaves, your body dies.
所以讲我们灵魂离开身体，我们身体就死。
Also, if your soul leaves, your body dies.
还有就是我们灵魂离开的时候呢，我们就死了。
We're told in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面他告诉我们,
as Rachel's soul was in departing, for she died.
说拉结将近于死的时候呢，他的灵魂要走的时候。
In the Old Testament, the only way your soul could be freed from the body was by death.
那在旧约里面，我们的灵魂唯一可以得到自由的时候呢，就是当他离开身体的时候。
Other than that, we were slaves to the desires of the flesh.
要不然，我们的灵魂就是肉体情欲的奴隶。
Now here's something that can change your life. Maybe some of you have had experiences.
我要分享一件事情，或许可以改变你的生命。
One of the problems in America is hardly anybody ever sees somebody die naturally.
在美国有一件不太好的事情，就是我们很少看到一个人自然的死亡。
Okay, but in Mexico, a lot of people die at home.
但是在墨西哥，很多人死亡在是在家里。
Without any drugs or
Chemicals.
I remember one day I was going with a pastor. He wanted to take me to visit somebody. We were on a bus in Mexico City. And we got off the bus. And then he says, oh, you know what? We got off at the wrong place. Mexico City is a huge city. But as we were standing there, getting ready to catch another bus, a lady came up who recognized he was a pastor.
有一个女士上前来，她认识这位牧师。
She said, "Pastor, please, quick, come to my house. My mother's dying."
她说，牧师啊，快点，快点到我家来，我妈妈要死了。
It was God arranged that meeting sovereignly.
我想上帝就是他预备了，安排了这次。
So we went to their house.
所以我们就去了他家。
And her mother was there on the bed.
她妈妈躺在床上。
And you could tell she was taking her last breath. I mean, you knew these were her last breaths.
你可以知道她在她呼吸她的最后一口气。
Right, that breath of God that gives life was about to leave her.
那个赐给她生命那个气息哈，现在要离开她了。
But that lady came running out on the street because she knew the time was now.
但是她的这个朋友呢，就从家里跑出来，因为她知道妈妈快走了。
And we got there just before she passed away and prayed over her.
我们就等在她妈妈还没死前到那边替她祷告。
And then you knew that moment that the soul left the body.
然后在那一刻，我们就知道她的灵魂离开了她的身体。
There's a lot of books now. Last words of saints and sinners, last words on deathbeds.
现在很多书写到哈，一个人死的时候他最后的遗言。
You know, you read a few of these books.
只要你读一些这样的书的话。
And these are well documented.
这些都是记录的非常正确的。
One thing that becomes obvious.
有一件非常明显的事情。
A Christian dies a lot different than a non-Christian dies.
基督徒的死亡跟不信主人死亡很不一样。
There is a huge difference, between how a lost person and a saved person dies.
一个得救的人跟一个没有得救人的死亡也是很不一样。
Okay. I believe if we could see more people die, these realities in the Bible would be much more real to us.
我想，假如我们亲眼看到更多人的死亡的那一刻，我们会更明白圣经的话。
When Elijah wanted to bring a dead boy back to life,
当以利亚要使一个小孩子活过来的时候。
He prayed to God.
他跟上帝祷告说
Let the child's soul come into him again.
求你使这孩子的灵魂融入他的身体
And then we're told, and his soul came back into him.
然后圣经说他的灵魂就回到他的身体
And he revived.
他就活过来了
It's a powerful story.
这是一个很有意思的故事
But the Bible is telling us when the soul leaves the body dies.
所以圣经告诉我们，当我们灵魂离开身体的时候呢，身体就死了。
But your soul goes somewhere when it leaves the body.
但是身体灵魂离开身体的时候呢，它会去到一个地方的。
And God, if He wants, can send it back into the body.
啊，假如上帝愿意的话，他可以把这灵魂重新拆回到这个身体里。
And then the body will come alive again.
啊，身体又活过来。
What is spiritual death?
那什么是灵性的死亡呢
？Okay, spiritual death results when the Holy Spirit of God separates from the human spirit.
所以当上帝的灵跟人的灵分开的时候呢，就导致灵性的死亡。
Right? A person without Christ living in them is dead spiritually.
一个没有基督内住的人，就是灵性死亡的人。
They're without God and without hope in the world.
他们没有神，在世上没有盼望。
Okay? Without Christ, we're a lost soul.
没有基督，我们就是一个失丧的魂。
With a dead human spirit.
我们的人的灵已经死了。
Living in the prison of a body that is slowly dying.
而且活在一个渐渐要死去的身体的牢狱当中。
Now, when Christ baptizes us with the Spirit,
当基督用圣灵为我们洗净的时候。
Now you can see that on your picture.
你可以在你的图画上看到。
Okay. And baptism means what?
什么是浸礼的意思呢
？Immerse.
就是浸在水里。
So when you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you're what? Immersed in the Holy Spirit.
所以当你被圣灵湿浸的时候呢，你是被浸在圣灵当中。
So this is what happens. Watch this. The blue dots are the Holy Spirit.
所以这个蓝色的点点呢，是象征圣灵。
When you're baptized with the Spirit,
当你被圣灵湿浸的时候
，There it goes. I like that. You are totally.Enclosed now in the Holy Spirit, like you're hermetically sealed in the Spirit.
所以圣灵就把你完全包装在他的里面。
And that's a picture when you're baptized.
所以当你受浸的时候。
And you're placed in the water.
你被放在水里。
You're completely covered in the water.
你完全被水淹没。
And remember, the water is a type of who?
所以水象征什么呢？
The Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
Right? We go over that over and over, right? The Holy Spirit is.Typified by water.
好，圣灵就是水来象征它。
So when you get saved now, your soul is literally in the spirit.
所以当我们得救的时候呢，我们的灵魂就在灵的里面了。
Okay. And when he does that, he does something else.
那当我们被圣灵湿浸的时候，另外一件事情发生。
When you're baptized with the Holy Spirit, you ask Christ into your heart.
当你要求耶稣基督进入你的内心。
And then the Holy Spirit.Separate your soul from your body or from that sin nature.
圣灵就使你的灵脱离了你的肉体的辖制。
This is what happens when you get saved.
所以一个人得救的时候有这样的事情发生。
And it's a supernatural work of God.
这是上帝超自然的工作。
The Holy Spirit circumcises our body of flesh from our soul.
所以圣灵将我们的肉体情欲跟魂切割开来。
Now the Bible talks about this circumcision.
那圣经也讲到这样的割礼。
And a lot of people just read it and, whoa, I don't know about that. You know what circumcision is?
我们都晓得割礼是什么，但是很多人读到圣经不明白，对基督来说是什么意思。
And now you're telling me I'm circumcised with a circumcision made without hands?
哥罗西书说我们在基督里面受了不是人手所行的割礼。
And it's the circumcision, the putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
那是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
Okay, here it is. The baptism with the Holy Spirit accomplishes the circumcision of the Spirit in us.
所以圣灵的浸在我们的里面完成了灵的割礼。
So when you ask Jesus into your heart,
所以当你邀请耶稣进入你的心里的时候，
the Holy Spirit circumcised your soul from its bondage to your flesh.
圣灵就将你的灵跟你肉体的情欲切割开来。
He separated you. You literally died to your sin nature.
我们就向自己的罪性死了。
Okay. Now this is a spiritual reality.
这是一个属灵的实际现象。
Okay, once you understand it, you'll experience greater victory over sin.
一旦我们明白这点的话呢，我们就可以大大的得胜我们的罪。Okay.
That's why when you're buried with him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with him.
所以圣经说，我们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。
And it says through the faith of the operation of God.
都因信，那叫他从死里复活，神的功用。
See, your baptism is a powerful picture of some amazing spiritual truths.
所以这个浸礼本身呢，就很多很多属灵的意义在里面。
Okay, and you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh.
下一节说你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
Has he quickened together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses?
神赦免了我们一切过犯，叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Okay. The believer who has been baptized in the Holy Spirit has literally died.
所以在圣灵里受浸的信徒确实是死了。
Right? Why?
为什么呢？
What is the definition in the Bible of death?
那死亡在圣经里的定义是什么？
Not extinction of being.
不是说人灭亡了。
It's a separation.
就是分开了。
The soul has separated from the flesh.
他们的魂跟他们的肉体是分开的。
So I've died, literally.
所以我确实死过去了。
Because I've been separated from my physical body.
因为我的魂跟我的肉身是被切割开来了。
That's the biblical revelation of death.
这就是圣经对死亡的启示哈。
Separation of the soul and spirit from the body.
魂或灵跟身体分开。
It's pretty simple.
非常简单。
Okay. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
That the body of sin might be destroyed.
使罪身灭绝。
And that Greek word means rendered idle.
这个希腊文的意思就是说它使它没有办法运作。
So in other words, the circumcision of the Holy Spirit
换句话说圣灵在你里面所做的割礼
has separated you from the power of your sin nature.
将你与你的罪性分隔开来。
It's still there in your body.
它虽然仍然在你的肉体当中。
But you have literally died to it.
但是事实上你已经向它死了。
By the circumcision of the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵在你里面做的割礼。
God does this so that henceforth you should not serve sin.
上帝这么做是叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
And when the Bible says I'm crucified with Christ.
所以当圣经说我与基督同钉十字架。
Now once you understand what's happened to you when you got saved.
一旦你明白当你得救的时候发生了什么事情。
You realize this is not double talk.
你会明白这不是一个两面话。
It says nevertheless I live.
他说我现在活着的不再是我。
Yet not I.
但是不是我。
But Christ lives in me.
而是基督在我里面活着。
Look at your diagram.
你看看你的图画。
Okay. Where's the real you?
真正的你在哪里？
What color is the real you?
什么颜色是真正的你？
Your soul, right? That's the real you.
红色的。Okay.
And your soul is in what now?
你的魂现在在哪里呢？
Your soul is in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里。
Right?And does Christ live in you?
那基督住在你的里面吗？
Yeah, when you accept Christ, he comes to live in you, to live in your heart, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
他就住在你的心里。
So Christ is in me.
基督在我的里面。
I am alive.
我活过来了。
But yet literally, I'm also crucified. I'm dead.
但同时，我也是被钉十字架，我也死了。
It's not double talk.
这不是一个双面语。
It's a very clear revelation of what God has done in us.
是上帝启示非常清楚的，在我们里面做的工作。
Through the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵做成的。
He has set you free from the power of sin.
他已经把你从罪的权势当中解救出来
，by allowing you to die to the flesh，
让你向肉体的情欲死。
And dying is he has separated you from the power of the flesh。
换句话说，就是从肉体的情欲的权势当中，他的能力当中切割出来。
So the life that I now live in the flesh，
所以现在我如今在肉身活着。
I live by the faith of the Son of God，
是因信神的儿子而活。
Who loved me and gave himself for me，
他是爱我，为我舍己。
My soul is no longer a slave to my flesh.
所以我的灵魂不再是肉体情欲的奴隶。
Okay, the power of sin in my flesh over my soul,
罪掌控我魂的权势
has literally been severed, that is put to death.
确实被圣灵的割礼处死了
by the circumcision of the Holy Spirit.
就是借着圣灵的割礼
My soul is no longer a slave to my flesh.
我的灵魂不再是肉体情欲的奴隶。
My soul has literally and scripturally died to my flesh.
我的灵魂确实向我的肉体死了。
I'm free from the bondage of sin.
我从罪的捆绑当中得自由了。
Free at last.
终于得自由了。
Okay. Now, what is circumcision?
那什么是割礼呢？
Okay. Cutting off needless flesh.
就是割掉不需要的肉体。
Okay. In the Old Testament, God's people knew it had a spiritual meaning.
那在旧约当中呢，属神的百姓知道它有个更深层的意思。
Right, even they knew someday there would be a circumcision of the heart, a spiritual circumcision.
因为他们也知道有一天将有一个新的割礼。
And God told His people, "The day is coming when I will circumcise your heart so that you can keep My word."
那圣经上也说，好，上帝说有一天我要在你们的心里。行割礼是你们可以听从我的话。
Even in the Old Testament, they knew circumcision was looking forward to a future day when God would circumcise the human heart.
所以即使在旧约当中呢，他们也知道将来有一天，上帝这个割礼，这是预表我们心里面的割礼。
Old Testament circumcision is a prophetic type.
所以旧约的割礼是一个预表。
Our spiritual circumcision that separates us from the sin nature.
好，预表我们属灵的割礼，就是将我们与住在我们肉体中的罪性分开。
We have been freed from our slavery to sin.
我们已经从罪的奴役当中被解救出来。
In Christ, you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. This is scripture.
你们在他里面受了不是人手所行的割礼。
In putting off of the body of the sins of the flesh.
乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
By the circumcision of Christ.
就是基督的割礼。
Now you have all those scriptures there. You can study this a little more.
好，我里面有给你更多的经文。
Once the Holy Spirit makes this spirit and life to you,
一旦圣灵把这个启示哈很鲜活的让你明白
，you experience a whole new freedom in your walk with Christ.
你会在于你的信仰过程当中呢有更多的自由。
So now on the back, the Christian who has been baptized with the Holy Spirit,
那被圣灵的浸的基督徒呢？
Is no longer in the flesh, but in the spirit, according to the Bible.
不在肉体中，而是在灵中。
Notice in this diagram, we don't even show the body.
所以在这个图表当中，我都没有画出身体来。
Because the Bible talks about the believer, you're no longer in the flesh, you're no longer in the body, you're in the spirit.
因为圣经说，信徒不再在肉体中，而是在灵中。
But all this spiritual truth takes place inside your body.
但是所有这些属灵的真理呢，是在我们身体里面发生的。
This is how spiritual beings see us in the spiritual realm.
这就是围绕在我们周围的这个属灵的这个灵界的事情是这样看我们。
Remember in Acts when these seven lost brothers tried to cast out a demon?
在使徒行传记载有七个兄弟他们想要赶鬼。
And the demon said, "Paul, we know."
这个魔鬼说，我们知道保罗。
Jesus, we know.
我们也知道耶稣。
But who are you guys?
但是你们是谁？
And the demon jumped on them, and they fled out naked out of the house.
乌鬼就跳在这些人身上，他们就光着身子跑出去了。
These are spiritual truths that any spiritual being can see.
这是一个属灵灵界里的东西可以看到的一个属灵的实际。
The devil and evil spirits can see if you're in the spirit or not.
所以在灵界的魔鬼或是巫鬼可以知道你是在神的灵里面还是不是。
And if your soul has been baptized in the spirit,
假如你的灵魂是在圣灵的浸礼的里面，
no demon has access to your soul anymore.
没有任何的巫鬼可以进入到你的灵里面。
The only way a demon or the devil now can get to your soul.
那乌鬼唯一可以进入到你的灵魂的一个通道是。
Is through those five gates.
就是这五个门。
Sight.
你的眼睛视力。
Hearing.
听。
Smell. Taste.
嗅觉。好，触觉跟味觉。
Now, male soul is different than a female soul. Which one of those gates is most used by the devil against men?
男性的灵魂跟女性的灵魂不一样哈。撒旦用什么？
The ladies know, huh? The lady said it. What is it?
撒旦常常用什么门来引诱
Sight.
男性犯罪呢？
Yeah, how do you get a man?
就是用眼睛。
Yeah. Why do ladies wear lipstick and pretty earrings and men don't?
为什么女性戴耳环、擦口红？男性不做这些呢?
We're different.
因为我们不一样。
You're a woman with a woman's soul.
你是一个女性，有着女性的灵魂。
And we're men with a man's soul.
和男性有男性的灵魂。
But our eyes are a key weakness for men.
对男性来说，他的眼睛是他最大的弱点。
Which one of those is one of the main ways the devil gets women?
那女性呢？撒旦攻击女性的是哪个？
There you go, hearing.
是我们的听。
Right.How many tragic cases of a woman who fell for some smooth-talking guy?
有些男人用甜言蜜语哈，就诱惑了女性。
She knew he's living like the devil.
她知道这个人的生活不好。
But oh, when he talked to her.
但是当他跟她甜言蜜语的时候。
And he deceived her through the hearing.
他就借着他的听来欺骗她。
Yeah, this helps you a lot to understand how God created us, male and female.
所以上帝造男造女不一样。
It's a huge difference between circumcision and baptism.
那在浸礼跟割礼之间有很大的差别。
The baptism places you in the Spirit.
浸礼把我们放在圣灵的里面。
The circumcision separates you from your slavery to the flesh.
但是割礼把你从罪的这个奴役当中解放解救出来。
So now you're both baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以你现在不但是受浸了，而且你被圣灵所充满了。
You are literally in the Spirit.
所以你确实是在灵的里面。
And the Spirit is literally in you.
灵也在你的里面。
First Corinthians. Okay. We are baptized and filled with the Spirit.
所以我们受浸被圣灵充满。
And all this miraculous work that God does.
所有这些属灵的实际。
Takes place inside this physical body.
发生在我这个肉身的里面。
The house I live in.
就是我居住的所在。
So here's our important lessons.
所以有几个重要的功课。
Okay. Wrong question.
问的不对的哈，这是这个问法。
Have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues?
就是你受了圣灵的浸，有说方言的证据吗？
That was big when I was a new Christian.
当我刚成基督徒的时候，这是一个很大的一个问号。
As if speaking in tongues guarantees you get into heaven.
好像你如果会说方言，你就一定可以进天堂。
The right question to ask.
一个正确的问题应该是。
Have you been circumcised with the Holy Spirit?
你是不是受了圣灵的割礼？
With the evidence of victory over sin.
有得胜罪恶的证据。
That'll get you into heaven.
这个才会让你进天堂。
Important lesson. Have you been freed from the power of sin by the work of the Holy Spirit?
另外我们借着全能上帝超自然的工作从罪的权势中得自由。
Have you been sanctified?
我们已经被上帝成圣了吗？
If you repented and believed in Jesus, you have been.
假如你已经悔改相信耶稣的话呢？
Everything we just studied is a reality in your life.
我们刚刚学的所有这些呢，都是你生命当中属灵的实际。
Study these truths.
好，研究这些真理。
Take these notes home.
把这些讲义带回家。
Take my granddaughter's picture. Translate that. Okay.
She doesn't look like
that. And study, yeah. And study.English understands sarcasm, all right, but we don't want to translate, yeah, so, but study these notes, it will change your Christian life.
好，明白这些真理呢，真的会改变你基督徒的人生。
Never give up in your battle with sin.
不要放弃与罪的征战。
Victory is guaranteed.
好，我们的得胜，耶稣已经保证了。
Okay, we're going to have the Lord's Supper now.
我们现在要守主餐。
And again, this is a time when we need to search our own heart.
我们现在要查验我们的心。
If there's any sin in our life, anything that we think is displeasing with God,
看看有没有任何不讨上帝喜悦的地方。
This is a time to confess it.
那现在就可以承认。
Ask Jesus to cleanse it.
求主耶稣来洁净。
So that you can partake of the Lord's Supper.
让你可以领受这个主餐。
And experience His presence in a special way.
在属灵的境界里面经验他的同在。
We do believe there's two conditions for partaking of the Lord's Supper.
我们也相信领受主餐呢有两个条件。
The first one is that you know you've been saved, you've been born again.
首先，你确实知道你已经得救了，你重生了。
Right? And by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
就是接受主耶稣做你的救主。
And the second is you've given a public testimony of that through baptism.
第二个条件就是说你公开地承认自己是基督徒，接受了浸礼。
And if you've met those two conditions, then you can come and experience the blessing of God.
假如你符合这两个条件的话呢，你就可以领受主餐。
So we're going to spend a few moments in silent prayer now.
好，我们现在大家花一点时间安静默祷。
Just ask the Holy Spirit, He lives in you.
让我们到神面前，他的圣灵就住在我们心里面的圣灵面前。
Pray the prayer of the Psalms.
我们用诗篇来祷告。
Search me, O Lord.
先检查我。
And see if there be any evil way in me.
在我的里面有没有任何的杂质。
And lead me in the way everlasting.
带我在永生之路。
Let's do that now.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us.
谢谢我们的神，因为你创造我们。
As a body, soul, and spirit.
为一个我们身体、灵魂。
So amazing. We're fearfully and wonderfully made.
在你自己的美好的旨意里面，你创造了我们。
Lord, we pray now that you would just come and just cleanse us of all sin by the precious blood of Jesus.
我们在这里求主用圣灵洁净我们跟神的耶稣基督宝血洁净我们一切的不义。
So we can experience your presence in a powerful way right now.
所以我们现在就可以经历到你那奇妙的大能。
Thank you for dying for our sins, Jesus.
耶稣，我们谢谢你，你为我们的罪死。
Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit.
我们也谢谢你，你差遣了圣灵。
Not only to baptize us,
不但是给我们浸礼，
but also to circumcise us,
也帮我们割礼，
so that we could be freed from our bondage to sin.
所以我们就不再做罪的瑕疵。
Lord, we pray now as we partake of the symbols of your broken